The presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, has promised to institute a 30-year development agenda when elected into power. Taking his turn at the IEA evening encounter with presidential candidates last night, Mr. Ayariga promised, among other things, to offer a new kind of leadership based on love, unity, transparency and honesty. Other key promises include increasing local production from the current 1 million tons to 1.5 million tons, as well as unemployment benefits for children, women and the physically challenged. Here is a report by Bubu Klinogu.
The evening encounters with the presidential candidates are part of efforts by the IEA to entrench issues-driven campaigning as the election 2012 approaches. It is a platform for the candidates to outline their visions as well as be subjected to scrutiny by the public. Dressed in the red, green and white colors of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga touched on sectors such as education, health, agriculture, sanitation, women and children, as well as governance.
Hassan Ayariga will be a father of all, a president of Ghana, who will serve the people of Ghana free and fair, irrespective of your political affiliations. I will bring on board a long-term national development plan for Ghana, which will be the next 20 to 30 years period. It will include a development policy document that contains the national vision. It will be a document that will focus on rehabilitation of various sectors of the economy, growth, and a new direction for our country. We will work relentlessly to massively rehabilitate the decay in our hospital nationwide. All hospitals will be re-equipped with ultra-modern facilities and needed drugs to face the current and future challenges in the health delivery system, and build many more hospitals, polyclinics, healthcare centers, medical training schools, a number of nursing and paramedical training institutes nationwide. A policy will be instituted where families will be educated to bring members who are mentally ill to hospitals for treatment and rehabilitation. All public buildings, public transports, public places will be designed with appropriate facilities to meet the needs of disabled persons. As part of our rehabilitation and redirection policy, the PNC administration will revisit Operation Feed Yourself program of the Achampong era to find out what went wrong and explore ways of repackaging it to make it a flagship to solving the food security needs of the nation. We will set up special retirement package for the aged, so that they will be willing to retire honorably without fear of not being cared for. In our rehabilitation and redirection policy, we will endeavor to reorientate Ghanaians on our attitude to work and customer service, especially in the public sector.
Hassan Ayariga, a chartered accountant and businessman at age 40, is the youngest ever presidential candidate in the history of Ghana. After 25 minutes of presentation, he was subjected to probing questions. First among the questioners was 80-year-old peace ambassador Angela Mensah.
If voted as president, what are you going to do to ensure that all my brothers and sisters who are of school going age, selling all kinds of things on the streets, are sent back to the classroom for good education? And also, what are you going to do to ensure that we, the children in Ghana, will continue to enjoy the peace we are enjoying now, before, during and after this year's elections?
In response to this and many others, Mr. Ayariga chose to be brief, and in most instances, the questions were longer than the answers.
Bubu Klinogo reporting.